Do I take the floor now? Okay.
Yes, you have the floor, Ambassador.
Good afternoon. Your Excellency, Chairperson, Secretary General of UNCTAD, distinguished heads of missions and other UN organizations, ladies and gentlemen, all other protocols respectfully and duly observed. I am delivering this statement on behalf of our Honorable Minister Babacar Diouf, who, due to state assignments, cannot be here with all of us today. Allow me, on behalf of His Excellency Mr. Adama Barrow, the President of the Republic of the Gambia, to bring you the brotherly greetings from the smiling coast of Africa, the Gambia. I would like to start my statement by thanking UNCTAD for their continued support to the Gambia government, especially the Ministry of Trade, Integration and Employment. Chairperson, you may agree with me that business and investment facilitation has and will continue to be cardinal to private sector development and the attraction of meaningful and sustainable foreign direct investment, FDI, in developing countries like the Gambia. At the center of these efforts are information provision and transparency of national regulations affecting FDI. I am pleased to bring to your attention that UNCTAD has just started working with my government to embed digital initiatives in our day-to-day business by supporting the Gambia to set up a single window business registry. This registry will be web-based and link the Registrar of Companies at the Ministry of Justice, the Gambia Revenue Authority for Tax Identification, the Social Security for Employee Registration, and the local governments and regions in one platform. You may please note that this platform will not only be web-based, but further develop into an app for easy access across the country. Chairperson, case studies across the world have proven that digital governments have the potentials in addressing many challenges our institutions faced in their daily transactions. I'm of the belief that once our single window business registration is complete, it will not only save time and cost, but will greatly impact on our efforts to formalize the SME ecosystems, thereby strengthening governance and improve our service delivery, especially in rural Gambia. Chairperson, these digitalization efforts will also help the Gambia government to be accessible and open to the public and its citizens. Most importantly, my country is currently going on an assessment for the World Bank Be Ready that will rank the Gambia with our economies in terms of our regulatory framework, practice, and efficiency. One of the key yardsticks in the Be Ready assessment is how an economy integrates digitalization in its operations. I am of the strong belief that once the single window business registration is launched, our ranking will greatly improve. Chairperson, business and investment facilitation in our time have to take digitalization as a stepping stone. Therefore, I have to sincerely thank UNCTAD and the European Union for selecting the Gambia for this initiative. UNCTAD's support to my ministry and the Gambia is not limited to only the single window registration, but to other critical areas that are deemed very important for a robust private sector development. Chairperson, UNCTAD are currently working with us to review and update our investment policy that will embed inclusive and sustainable development measures and answer the needs of the 21st century. Also, UNCTAD is providing support in the review of our Investment and Export Promotion Act 2015. I am pleased to inform you that the comments and inputs received from UNCTAD are taken on board and will be duly incorporated in our new GAIPA Act. Chairperson, to further build a responsive government that addresses the needs of the private sector, UNCTAD in 2017 conducted an investment policy review for the Gambia, looking into the regulatory and business environment affecting the Gambian private sector. As I am speaking, UNCTAD filled in a mission into the Gambia in January of this year to conduct a status review of the 2017 investment policy review. The UNCTAD team are currently working on finalizing that report with my experts. This status report will be used as a guide for our policy reviews and planning in the future. You may be pleased to know that UNCTAD also supported the Gambia in the developing of our first ever entrepreneurship policy 2016 to 2026. The policy has been hailed by Global Entrepreneurship Network, Gambia chapter, as an SDG groundbreaking policy. Since the launch of this policy, we have witnessed a lot of government and donor activities in the entrepreneurship space, such as the Youth Empowerment Project, She Trade initiatives of the ITC, the Economic Empowerment Project, and the Entrepreneurship and Private Sector Development Project of UNDP. All these projects and many others has helped in transforming lives and livelihoods in the Gambia. Chairperson, I want to conclude my intervention with my two favorite quotes from my two favorite writers, Charles Dickens, Great Expectation, and Chinua Achebe, No Longer at Ease. In Great Expectation, I see hope that the potentials of the Gambia will be transformed into economic prosperity through digitalization. And in Chinua Achebe's No Longer at Ease, the Gambia believed that this decade is the deal breaker for realistic and meaningful development, as the wait is too long. We have to embrace technology as a driver and enabler of our development initiatives. Thank you all for your very kind attention. Thank you so much.